Could you introduce yourself and say a little about your arts education context?
Yeah, so my name is Penny Chivers. I'm a dance artist based in Glasgow, and I work as a performer, as a collaborator, but also in varying, I would say, arts facilitation sessions, and both in sort of professional dance contexts, also in community, and also in inclusive practice. I've always been very interested in kind of the social well-being that dance can support.
So can you say a little bit why you applied for the MEd program?
Yeah, so I did my Bachelor of Dance and then I did Honours. And then, so there was about 15 years since I graduated from my undergrad. And I felt a certain point in my career that I needed to reinvigorate, to learn more. But also, it felt important to, for lack of better words, to get more letters after my name. I feel within the sector, I'm quite experienced, and I wanted that experience to be recognized alongside being challenged about the information that I already knew.
And could you describe your journey through the M-Ed?
Yeah, so I first started and I was really very interested in somatic practices and how they could support people. But through the MEd, I actually started writing a lot about climate change, and I made my work Burnt Out, which has been it's been touring internationally for the last 3 years. That's about the Australian bushfires, and it went on to get Creative Scotland touring funding for theatre and dance. And that came out of writing that I made from the context and culture, sort of a kind of background to an arts practice. And then for I was going to say the final year, and I think also what I really enjoyed was talking to classmates along the way and just hearing their journeys through different art forms. I feel as a dance artist, it's very easy to get in touch with other dance artists, but less so in terms of hearing what the burning questions are in music or in drama. That felt really important.
So yeah, what did you focus on then, and specifically in your final project?
Yeah, so my final year project, it was a completely academic piece around eco-pedagogy, and I unpicked the Scottish Government's Net Zero Nation policy, and looked at how the climate crisis has been engaged with in arts practices in the UK since 2019, which was the year that Scotland declared a climate emergency. And I was really interested if I could do the research that I could use later on to make more artwork, but to also understand what else needs to be around those situations. So I uncovered things around climate anxiety, also touched upon things around climate justice, the importance of working locally. There's still a lot that needs to be uncovered, but I feel like I have a grounding that I can then reach towards other people that I need to fill the gaps with.
So, what impact did this have on your practice as an arts educator?
Quite a significant impact, really. First off, Creative Scotland got in touch and tried to get me to apply for the climate emergency lead at Creative Scotland, which is quite an amazing thing for them to go and ask me to apply, but I didn't. I put in for the touring funding for my work for Burnt Out, which really it's still touring at the moment across Scotland. But because of the final project, the work ends with a post-show discussion. Someone locally comes on stage with me, and that feels really important because it not only is about climate change, but it's began to touch upon anti-racism issues, climate anxiety. It's touched upon working class areas of Glasgow. I really feel like it's supporting art to make connections with these major issues that we are facing at the moment in Scotland. It's also supported me to work with a sustainability advisor on my tour. So began to work through the Theatre Green Book as someone, as a collaborator on the team rather than the person delivering it. And because of that, then suddenly I'm getting these kind of guest teaching roles talking about the Theatre Green Book and how to apply it, which I wouldn't get if I didn't have an arts practice beforehand. So that only works if I've had a working background touring and performing in work to understand how to join these dots. So the education side with my performance side coming together.
I mean, you may well have answered this already, but what has changed as a result of you studying the EMED?
What has changed? So, definitely I went back to Australia in January and I taught on the pre-professional year at Sydney Dance Company, which is quite a prestigious training course within Australia. They were definitely impressed that I had the EMED from the Conservatoire, which helped me get more work that way. I've also found overseas as well that's been very useful, getting work with dance company Spin in Sweden, an inclusive dance company over there, that they thought highly of this. My second year project was about, here I go again, was about proprioception, but actually, in hindsight, that taught me a lot about inclusive dance practice, which has really supported how I work and how I can get work, because that's a burning question as a freelance dance artist, generating enough income. Yeah, I think that's
Thanks, Penny.